弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with all of you.
感谢主的恩典，让我们安息圣日可以聚集在教会一起来敬拜神，来祷告，来赞美。
We thank God that we have this chance to gather together on the Sabbath day to study the Bible together, to pray, to sing hymns to God.
愿主的恩惠常与我们同在。
May God's grace and peace be with us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考渐渐挪移帐篷。
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to share the topic with you, gradually enlarge your tent.
我们现在读经在读创世纪。
Now we are reading Genesis.
我们过去的这一个星期读从第八章到第十五章。
This past week, we read from chapter 8 to chapter 15.
那创世纪从第十二章开始就记载亚伯拉罕他的故事。
Starting from chapter 12, it records the story of Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕被称作信心之父。
Abraham was called the father of faith.
所以从十二章开始到二十五章，我们都会看到亚伯拉罕他的一生。
So from chapter 12 to chapter 25, we see the life of Abraham.
那在亚伯拉罕的这一生里面，我们看到许许多多我们现在的信徒所应当学习的教训。
And from the life of Abraham, we have many lessons that we as Christians should learn from today.
因为亚伯拉罕他被荣耀的神呼召。
For Abraham was called by God.
从他开始，神救恩的计划其实就渐渐显明。
And from the very beginning, God's salvation plan was manifested in him.
所以亚伯拉罕的他所做的，他在这一生所留下的，跟神国的跟主耶稣基督国度都有关系的。
So all that Abraham does have a relationship with God's salvation with Jesus.
也就是说，当我们从属灵的眼光去看，我们就可以学习到我们在今天这个世上生活所应当注意的。
In other words, if we look at it with our spiritual eyes, we see some important points that we should know in our life today.
所以亚伯拉罕他现在有许许多多的民族都很尊敬他。
There are many nations who revere Abraham.
因为从他的后代产生了许多的大国。
Because many great nations arise from his descendants.
那他的一生真的呢，给我们留下一个榜样。他真的不是看重这个世界上的一切。
His life is an example to us. He did not emphasize the life in this world.
当他被荣耀的神呼召的时候，他勇敢地放弃他的一切。
When he was gloriously called by God, he gave up all.
他离开他很适应的环境。
He left his environment.
他离开他的父家本族。
His family, where his family lives.
他遵着神的命，到了一个他完全陌生的国度。
And he went to a nation that was a foreign nation to him.
到那里，他看到了一群人住在那边，都比他高大的。
He saw a group of people living there who were much bigger, greater than him.
在那个地方，神跟他应许说要把这个土地赐给他的后裔。
But God promised that I will give this land to you and your descendants.
但其实他一生，他只有得到一块坟地。
Actually, in his life, he only received one lot of land.
他没有任何属于他自己的财物。
He did not really have any possessions he can call his.
也就是说，他完全过着一个寄居的生活，就是他是在那边做客的。
So it was like he was a nomad. He was a guest there.
他并不是想要把他的整个生命都投注在那个土地上的人。
He is a man who did not devote his entire life to what is on the land.
亚伯拉罕他的信心其实是慢慢增长的。
Actually, Abraham, his faith grew slowly.
我们称亚伯拉罕是信心的之父，事实上是让我们看到一个人的信心是怎么培养出来的。
We call him the father of faith, but we can see from his life how he increased grew his faith.
我们也看到亚伯拉罕他信心也曾经失落过。
We could also see where his faith failed him.
所以我们在读第十二章的时候
，So when we look at chapter 12,
我们看到亚伯拉罕他到了迦南地以后
，When he went to Canaan,
他其实已经先展开了一个新的生活。
He had started a new life.
那这个生活就是在第十二章的第七节那里。
That's recorded in chapter 12, verse 7.
那是从神的向他显现所跟他讲的话开始的。
This is where God appeared to him and spoke to him.
因为第七节主神向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这个地赐给你的后裔，亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的神筑了一座坛。
7. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
这是神主神向亚伯兰显现，这个在圣经看来是第三次。
The Lord appeared to Abraham, in the Bible this is the third time.
那因为亚伯兰照神的吩咐来到了迦南地的。
For Abraham had followed God's instructions and went to the land of Canaan.
在他来的时候，你看主就跟他说，我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
The Lord had appeared to him and said, to your offspring I will give this land.
这个是你的后裔，但是不是给你的。
It says to your offspring, not to you.
所以这个以后可能要，这个可能需要时间。
So that means it would take time.
所以这个时候亚伯兰他没有孩子。
At that time, Abraham had no children.
他其实你看一个人没有后代，但是他愿意照着神的吩咐到一个新的国度里面去打拼，这个是要有信心的。
He had no children, yet he was willing to listen to God and establish himself in the foreign land, though he had no offspring. This takes faith.
他到了迦南地以后，神说：“我把这个地赐给你的后裔。”
When he went to the foreign land, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I will give this to your offspring."
所以他要相信他一定会有后裔。
So he believed that he would have children.
这是神应许的。
For this is what God promised.
虽然现在他还没有后裔。
Even though right now he has no offspring.
好，那亚伯兰他要相信神的这个话。
Abraham believed in God's words.
所以接下去我们就看到亚伯兰第一次为神筑坛。
So we see that for the first time he built an altar to the Lord.
那这个筑坛其实是为了要求告神。
The altar is to pray to God.
筑坛也说明他整个心是要，他现在这个新的生活要依靠神来过日子的。
That he would rely on God for his whole life.
那所以这个地事实上是广阔的，是迦南地。
So this land is Canaan.
因为他是来到了示剑啊，这是在迦南地的中部。
This is in the central area, at Shechem.
那现在呢，他慢慢的从北边一直往南边迁移。
So now he's moving from south to north.
我们现在看从北边到
南边。Oh, north to south.
从第八节。
Verse 8.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为主筑了一座坛，求告主的名。
From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built his altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
好，那这里就看到亚伯兰呢，他现在慢慢的挪移他的帐篷，他每到一个地方，他就筑坛求告神的名。
So you see, he would set up his tent and wherever, set up his altar too, and call on the Lord.
那这个就变成他的生活方式模式了。
This became his lifestyle.
亚伯兰他现在到了迦南地，他面对一群陌生的居民。
So now he is in a foreign land with foreign people.
在他的周围没有什么亲族可以帮助他的。
There are no relatives or close friends he can rely on.
唯一比较亲近的就是他的侄子罗德。
The only person who's his relative was his nephew Lot.
所有的人都是迦南地的人。
Everyone else was Canaanites.
都是他不认识的。
People he did not recognize.
但是他却要住在他们当中。
But now he needs to live among them.
所以其实当神向他显现以后，我们看到亚伯兰，他知道往后的日子他一定要跟神保持良好的关系，他才知道要怎么样在这里生活了。
But we can see that Abraham knew that he needed to have a close relationship with God as he's living in this foreign land.
这是他过去所没有的。
This is not something he had previously.
所以到迦南地之后，他有一个新的生活方式了。
So he had a new lifestyle when he moved to Canaan.
所以他一到一个地方，他先筑坛。
So first he go to a place, he will set up his tent.
这个筑坛就是为了要献祭，为了要亲近神，为了要求告神。
So up an altar to the Lord. The altar is to sacrifice, to pray, and to ask of God.
我们看到他先有筑坛之后，他就支搭帐篷，表示他在建立他的家庭。
After he set up the altar, then he would set up his tent. That means then he would take care of his family.
其实亚伯拉罕他这个动作在说明，今天我们要进入神的国度，我们进入耶稣基督里面，就是要先这样做筑坛。
And these are the actions that we also should have when we enter the kingdom of God.
你看，我们今天进入耶稣基督里面，我们就是展开一个新的生活方式。
Now we enter into Jesus Christ, and we are entering into a new life.
在基督里面，什么都是新的了。
In Jesus Christ, everything is new.
我们过去的一些思想，我们的习惯，其实在基督里面都需要被更新。
Our old habits, our old thinking should also be renewed in Jesus Christ.
就像亚伯兰他来到一个新的地方一样。
Just like Abraham, he came to a new land.
现在他要依靠神过日子。
Now he is going to rely on God to live his life.
他的具体做法就是筑坛。
For his first action is to set up the altar.
然后求告神。
To inquire of the Lord.
当他愿意求告神的时候，这个神就愿意引导他。
After he inquire and ask of the Lord, the Lord is willing to guide him.
因为这个神是呼召他出他的家乡的神。
This is a God who called him out of his country.
这个神是荣耀的神。
This is a glorious God.
是有恩典的神。
A God of grace.
所以现在亚伯兰他现在把他整个心都要跟神连在一起的。
So now Abraham wants to give his whole heart to God.
所以他你看他挪移他的他渐渐的迁移他的帐篷，然后他说足坛来求告神。
So you can see that he gradually enlarged his tent and he also set up the altar to inquire of the Lord.
第九节就说亚伯兰又渐渐的迁往南地去了。
Then Abraham set out and in verse 9 and continued to give.
也就是说他从北边呢一直往南边迁移。
And meaning he's going from the north to the south.
那迦南地的南边就是埃及。
And the south of Canaan is Egypt.
那埃及是当时最强大最文明的地方。
The Egypt at that time was a great established country.
那现在你看到第十节的地方，他就遇到一个问题了。
In verse 10, we see that he met a problem.
就是在那个地方遭遇饥荒。
There was a famine in the land.
而且饥荒很大。
It was a great famine.
那这个就是你看一个外来的聚居的人呢，他现在面对这么大的危机的时候，他没有其他朋友可以帮助他的。
He is a foreigner to the country, and now he met with a great problem, and he had no relatives or friends to help him.
他现在真的是完全需要靠神，也需要自己要努力的去怎么样存活下来。
He had to wholly rely on God and depend on himself to live.
这个时候你看饥荒很大的时候，表示说这个范围很广，可能也持续一段时间。
The famine is severe, meaning it probably affects a great area and for a prolonged period of time.
这个时候亚伯兰呢，他就下到埃及去了。
So he decided to go down to Egypt.
要在那里暂居。
He wanted to live there for a while.
他准备在那边暂时居住一下而已。
He was only planning to live there temporarily.
就是为了要避难而已啊。
Just to escape the famine.
但是在这个地方，我们看到亚伯兰他并没有先求问神可不可以。
We see here, though, that Abraham did not first inquire of the God whether or not he should do this.
圣经啊，这个地方其实留下给我们一个信息。
And it tells us a message here.
就是通常我们人遇到这个危机的时候，我们很自然的会用我们的想法，应该怎么做就怎么做的。
Sometimes when we meet up with a problem, we would think of our own ways and solutions to solve the problem.
因为亚伯兰只是想说，我去埃及暂时住一下就好了。
Abraham just said to himself, I'm going to go down to Egypt and live there temporarily.
但是通常这个暂时住一下，如果生活很舒服，很可能就继续住下去了。
But this temporarily can become a permanent situation if your life is very comfortable there.
其实我们人是习惯性的动物。
We are a creature of habit.
我们如果住习惯了，我们就会喜欢这个地方。
If we are used to it, then we will like that place.
你看，就像我们在东岸这个地区，我们许多弟兄姐妹家庭都住很久。
Like this East Coast here, we see that a lot of families have lived here for years.
但是我们初来到这个地方的时候，我们已经觉得不是很习惯，因为跟我们原来所居住的环境不太一样。
When we first go to a new place, we feel unfamiliar and we are uncomfortable with it because it's not what we're used to.
你看我们多少家庭是从海外来这边读书，暂时读一下书，本来就想要回去的。
See how many families here are studying abroad from Taiwan, but they got used to life here and decide to live here instead.
我们也有一些人从海外移民过来，来这边看一看，看看这里居住如何啊，想一想，如果不好就走了。
We have some immigrants who came here just to see what life is like, and if they don't like it, they will leave.
但是这个本来暂时居住的想法，等到来住了以后，就慢慢习惯，就喜欢这个地方，就住下来了。
But this temporary living situation become a permanent living situation when they come here and decide they like it.
一住可能就是30年、40年、50年，一直到生命结束为止。
They will live for 30, 40 years, maybe even till the end of life.
所以这个暂时居住可能被人永远记住了。
So this temporary living situation could become a permanent living situation.
因为当时候亚伯兰他只是为了要躲避饥荒。
So at that time, Abraham just wanted to escape the famine.
埃及是一个很肥沃的地方，很富庶。
And Egypt was a very fertile, very good area.
所以很自然的他就往埃及迁去了。
So he just went to Egypt.
但是圣经特别没有记录说他求告神。
The Bible did not record that he asked of the Lord.
那表示他是想用他用很自然的方式，人自然的反应就是往那个有食物的地方去迁去的嘛。
Meaning that this was a natural reflex solution to him that he was moving down south to escape the famine.
可是当人这样做的时候，通常我们看到会接下来很多的副作用。
But we could see that there's many consequences, some negative, when man just acts according to what he thinks.
你看亚伯兰他现在要去埃及的时候，他有一个顾虑。
Now the Abraham had a thought when he went down to Egypt.
他的顾虑就是他的妻子是容貌俊美的妇人。
And that his wife is a very beautiful woman.
他就想到说埃及人可能会因为这个美丽的妻子的缘故而杀他。
That the Egyptians would see her and kill him.
那时候他就想到，那我如果这样的话，我怎么样存活呢？
So he thought, how can I live?
所以他那时候就要撒来呢，掩盖一些事实，不要讲出说他是亚伯兰的妻子。
So he wanted his wife Sarah to cover the truth and not say that he is his wife.
他说，你要说你是我的妹子。
He said, "You have to say you are my sister."
这样我就可以因你得到平安，我的命也可以因你而存活。
So that because of that, I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you.
我们先看一下亚伯拉罕跟撒来的关系。
Let's look at the relationship between Abraham and Sarah.
我们现在看第二十章。
Let's look at chapter 20.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
这是这么他们两个人。在血缘上的关系的。
This is their blood relation.
十二节，况且她也实在是我的妹子，她与我是同父异母，后来做了我的妻子。
Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother, and she became my wife.
所以亚伯兰跟撒来他们在那个时代的关系真的是同父异母的兄妹。
So at that time he was really a blood relation of brothers and sisters through the father.
我们。在看圣经的记录的时候，我们就会觉得说，怎么可以同父异母的兄妹结婚呢？
We would say to ourselves, how could these siblings, half siblings, be married?
在古时候哈，这个问题其实并不是一个问题的。
But actually, this was not a problem back in those days.
因为就好像一开始的时候，亚当夏娃他们生养后代。
Just like Adam and Eve when they had offspring.
那他们这个后代怎么繁衍子孙？
And how would these children have more children?
也是一定是他们自己的兄弟姐妹之间通婚的。
It must be the siblings marry each other.
但是这就是神特别给他们的命令说要生养后代。
And it was a special command that God gave them to have more offspring.
所以人类就这样繁衍出来了。
And this is how mankind prospered.
那等到人数越来越多了以后。
And after there were many people on earth.
其实我们有很多的选择的时候。
Now we have more choices.
到律法的时代，圣经就特别吩咐说，这个亲属之间应该要避免通婚的。
The laws in the Old Testament actually says that there should not be marriages between blood siblings.
那从亚伯兰的时代到律法出现，这要经过好几百年以后的。
There are hundreds of years between Abraham's generation and when the laws, book of laws came.
这是亚伯兰跟撒来他们在血缘上真正的关系就是这样子。
So you see what their blood relation is like.
可是重点是后来他说他做了我的妻子。
But the important part is that later she became his wife.
所以在神眼中，撒来跟亚伯兰的关系是夫妻关系的。
So in the eyes of God, the relationship between Abraham and Sarah is those of a wife and husband.
所以这个时候，你看我们看亚伯兰呢，他想到去埃及的时候，他就开始。忧虑起来。
So we see Abraham started to worry when he went down to Egypt.
亚伯兰他的妻子很美丽啊，这是本来就是他很美啊。
Abraham's wife is beautiful. She's just always beautiful.
但是这个他有一个很容貌俊美的妻子，他在迦南地的时候，他并不会有顾虑啊。
He did not have this type of worry when he was in Canaan, and he still had this beautiful
life. 他本来跟他这个美丽的妻子过得很幸福的日子啊。
He had lived a very happy life with his beautiful wife.
可是他现在想要去埃及的时候，他就担心起来了。
But now he's going down to Egypt, and he started worrying.
我们就看到他生活当中出现忧虑。
We could see that there are worries in his life.
因为他决定要下埃及去。
Because he decided to go down to Egypt.
他想说埃及人很坏。
He thinks Egyptians are terrible people.
因为这个美丽的妇人来杀他。
And because they will kill me because of my beautiful wife.
所以我们看到，当我们一个人啊失落信心哦，面对问题要想要用自己的方法解决的时候，通常都会带来许多的忧虑了。
So we see when a person is weak in faith and try to solve problems on his own, he would actually have more worries and more problems.
然后这个时候，你看亚伯兰就跟撒来说：“你要说你是我的妹子就好，不要说你是我的妻子。”
So Abraham said to Sarah, "Just say that you're my sister. Don't say that you're my wife."
他其实就是最后要撒来去讲谎话，或者是掩盖了重要的事实，而不说出真相。
So he wanted Sarah to almost lie or to cover up the truth and not to reveal this true situation.
这个地方所描述的其实就是亚伯兰他失落信心的过程。
This passage records Abraham's weakened faith.
他失落信心是因为他没有求告神。
He had weak faith because he did not inquire of God.
面对危机的时候，他用自己的方法想要解决。
When he encountered a problem, he tried to solve it on his own.
那结果呢？他现在就他的信心就一路往下滑。
And now his faith is sliding downhill.
然后他最后需要他的妻子讲谎言。
To the point that he wanted his wife to lie.
然后他现在第十三节的地方，他是期待由他的妻子的口中得到平安的。
Verse 13, you could see that he wanted peace, and blessings because of his sister.
注意看这圣经的描述，使我因你得平安。
Look at how the Bible describes it. I will be treated well for your sake.
我的命也因你存活。
My life will be spared because of you.
其实亚伯拉罕他一路走来，他都知道他的平安，他的保护是从神来的。
Actually, Abraham always knew that his peace and his life always come from God.
在他从乌尔到哈兰，从哈兰到迦南地事件的这个整个旅程，几千公里的旅程当中，神都一路保护他的。
From Ur to Haran, from Haran to Canaan, God had protected his life throughout this whole journey.
你看，在这个长途的旅程、迁移到过程当中，会遇到多少危险
？Look at this long journey he took. How many miles he went, and God protected him.
他可能遭遇多少不同的人
？He probably met numerous different people.
但是他都有平安呢、啊、
？But he always had peace.
因为这个平安是从神来的。
Because this peace came from God.
现在他竟然会期待说，他到埃及去的平安是从他的妻子而来。
But now he's saying that his peace will be coming from his wife in Egypt.
这就看到我们人如果失落信心的时候，我们其实我们的平安不是真正的平安的。
So we can see that when a person has weak faith, the peace we have is not the real peace.
好了，现在亚伯兰他进了埃及地之后
，So now Abraham came into Egypt.
真的，他的妻子被法老带去了。
Truly, the Pharaoh saw how beautiful she was and took her.
现在法老呢？哇，因为亚伯兰的缘，因为撒拉的缘故，就给了亚伯兰很多的礼物。
And now Abraham received many gifts from the Pharaoh because of Sarah.
那现在亚伯兰他本来住帐篷，他现在到埃及去，他现在住起王宫来了。
Abraham was living in a tent, and now he's living in a palace.
他现在到埃及去，撒来被带去，他现在身份马上转变。他的妹子是法老的妻子啊。
His life changed, and now his sister Sarah is now the wife of the Pharaoh.
现在法老准备要把这个撒来娶去当妻子了。
The Pharaoh was about to have Abraham's wife Sarah as his wife.
那现在，所以这个为什么亚伯兰得到这么多礼物
？So this is why Abraham received so many gifts.
我们看到亚伯兰他现在住的地方也不一样了。
He lived in a different place.
变了一个好像很富裕、很有荣耀的生活，在埃及地。
And it looked like he's living a very wealthy and glorious life.
这个时候，其实你看神都看在眼里。
And you could see that God saw all this.
所以第十七节
，verse 17，
这个时候神介入了这件事情。
This is what God did.
啊，你看神就因着亚伯兰妻子撒拉的缘故，降大灾给法老跟他全家。
He inflicted serious disease on Pharaoh and his household because of Abraham's wife Sarah.
我们看第十七节，神他的眼中，神看。所以他们的关系是，她是亚伯兰的妻子。
Abraham saw that this was Sarah is Abraham's wife.
所以在这个时候，我们看到亚伯兰在埃及的生活，他没有在足坛，没有在求告神。
We could see that Abraham's life in Egypt, he did not set up an altar or enlarge his tent there.
那现在神降祸给法老。
And now God inflicted serious disease on Pharaoh.
是因为法老他现在把撒来拿去了。
Because Pharaoh had taken away Sarah.
凡是属亚伯拉罕的人，其实都在神的保护底下的。
Everyone who belongs to Abraham is under the protection of God.
因为神叫他出哈兰的时候，就这样跟他应许。
For that's what God promised him when he left Haran.
第三节。
Verse
3. 十二章的第三节说：“为你祝福的，我就赐福给他；那咒诅你的，我就咒诅他。”
Verse 3 says, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curse you, I will curse."
但这个时候，我们看那个法老对待亚伯兰呢？你看他不是给亚伯兰很多礼物吗
？We see how well Pharaoh treated Abraham, giving him numerous gifts.
那这个时候，照理说，那亚伯兰他得到很多福气，那应该神要祝福法老才对啊。
So we could say that Abraham had received many blessings from Pharaoh, so God should bless Pharaoh.
但是没有，在神眼中，法老给亚伯兰的这些东西、这些礼物不是祝福。
What in the eyes of God, all those gifts that Pharaoh gave were not blessings to Abraham.
这些礼物其实之后会带给亚伯兰很大的祸患。
And in fact, those gifts will give Abraham many problems in the future.
所以现在神降祸给法老跟他的全家。
Now God sent an affliction upon the Pharaoh's family.
从这个角度看，我们就要注意，世上我们认为世人认为很多礼物、很多财物叫做祝福，其实在神眼中不是。
So we have to be careful. Sometimes we think many possessions and many wealth means blessing of God, but sometimes it is not so in God's eyes.
今天我们的眼光如果没有从圣经里面去看到真正的真理
，If we do not see the true truth with our eyes in the Bible,
我们可能我们的生活习惯、我们整个观念都会跟世人一样，没有差别的。
Our concepts and our lifestyle might be the same as the world.
但是我们看到神他的作为，就知道神的福气是什么。
We look at God's eyes and we see what the true blessing is.
神看法老的作为是你这样子是碰到撒来是把亚伯兰的妻子拿走。
God see that Pharaoh was touching Sarah and taking his wife away.
神更高的计划是要借着这个撒来要生出那个后裔是要让万民得福的。
And Sarah was to bear the descendant, an offspring that would be a father of all nations.
所以撒来是很重要的人物。
So Sarah is an important character.
这个人是属神的，属亚伯拉罕的。
And Sarah belongs to God. He belongs to Abraham.
怎么可以被法老拿去呢
？How can she be taken away by the Pharaoh？
所以这个时候神出手去干预这件事情。
So God stretched out His hand of an afflict.
神降祸给法老，法老他马上了解说他的家突然出现灾殃，就是因为这个女人的缘故。
He inflicted serious disease, and Pharaoh understood instantly that it was because of Sarah.
所以他现在马上把亚伯兰叫来了。
So he called Abraham back.
那这些，你看，我们看第十八节。
Look at verse 18.
法老召亚伯兰说：“你向我做的是什么事？你为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子
？”Pharaoh said, "What have you done to me?" He said, "Why didn't you tell me she was your wife?"
十九节。
19.
为什么说她是你的妹子，以致我把她娶来要做我的妻子？现在你的妻子在这里，可以带她走吧。
Why did you say she is my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go.
这个时候，我们看到这两句话，就发现谎言最后是亚伯兰自己讲的。
Then we see that this lie was actually spoken by Abraham.
本来亚伯兰是要撒来说，你要说你是我的妹子就好。
At first, Abraham wants Sarah to say, he is my brother.
但最后，其实最后说撒来是自己的，是他的妹子，是亚伯兰自己说，因为法老问他的。
But we can see that Abraham himself said she is my sister because Pharaoh asked him.
所以他最后，你看他所做的事情，让法老说你怎么做这种事
？At the end, what he did made Pharaoh said, "Why did you do this to me?"
因为你说她是你的妹子，所以我就要把她娶来当做我的妻子。
You said she is my sister, so I took her to be my wife.
但是现在她是你的妻子，你把她带走吧。
But now she is your wife, so take her and go.
我们就看到当时候那个法老，你看他的那个心其实也是很正啊。
We can see that actually Pharaoh's heart is right.
他当时候知道这个是亚伯兰的妻子，他不可以碰，所以他就说你的妻子带走，你不要留在这里了。
He knew that Sarah is Abraham's wife, so he said, "Take her and go, don't leave her here."
所以其实是神干预，为了要让法老他不得罪神。
God did not want the Pharaoh to sin against God.
所以我们看到，其实神降灾祸给法老跟他的全家。是为了要让他避免更大的灾祸。
So God inflicted the serious disease on Pharaoh and his household so that they can escape a greater affliction.
因为他如果真的把撒拉当娶妻当妻子，这个就是得罪神，他一定没命的。
Because if he took Abraham's wife Sarah as his wife, that is sinning against God.
所以你看，有时候神让人遭一些事情，事实上是出于神的怜悯，要让人醒悟。
So sometimes man meets up with events so that God can correct them. God is having compassion on them.
所以我们看到，其实神的许多作为，我们如果仔细的看，会发现跟世人的观念不一样。
So God's ways are different from human ways.
那你看，神这样造给法老，其实就是为了让法老知道他所做的事情是错的。
He had affliction on Pharaoh to let Pharaoh know that what he's doing is wrong.
好了，所以最后你看，亚伯兰跟撒来跟他所有的一切是被法老赶出去的。
So Abraham, his wife Sarah, and all his people were kicked out by Pharaoh.
第二十节
，verse 20.
法老吩咐人将亚伯兰跟他妻子，并他所有的都送走了。
Then Pharaoh gave orders about Abraham to his men, and they sent him on his way.
好了，现在本来。亚伯兰想要暂时居住在那里。
Abraham wanted to temporarily live in Egypt.
你看他最后的遭遇是，真的是被法老把他驱逐出境，将你们赶快走，你们不能够住在这里，现在就离开。
But at the end, Pharaoh told them to quickly go, and they were sent on their way.
我们不知道这经过多久，或者是迦南地的饥荒是不是已经结束
？We don't know how long this took, or whether or not the famine in Canaan was over.
但是我们看到，其实。这也是神的旨意。
We can see that this is also the will of God.
因为亚伯兰他已经学到功课了。
Because now Abraham learned his lesson.
他信心失落，所以他遭遇了这一切意外。
And he met with all these problems.
现在他知道他自己，你看最后亚伯兰是被法老责备的。
And at the end, he was rebuked by the Pharaoh.
法老跟他说：“你怎么做这种事情？你做的是什么事啊
？”Pharaoh even had to say to him, "What have you done? What kind of things have you done?"
亚伯兰他看过荣耀的真神，这是神跟他显现。
Abraham has seen the glorious God. God had appeared to him.
他知道什么叫荣耀。
He knows what is glory.
神的荣耀里面一定充满圣洁，充满诚实。
That God's glory is filled with truth and it's clean.
但是现在亚伯兰他竟然说起谎话来了。
But now Abraham had lied.
你看，他意外得到一些财富。
He had received some possessions.
但是最后真的是很羞愧的，带着妻子走了。
But he left in shame with his wife.
他们不能再住在那里，法老不让他住了。
He could not even live there, for Pharaoh did not want him to live there.
把他赶出去，你现在就回去。
He was kicked out, and he had to go back.
所以这个时候，其实亚伯兰他已经知道他问题在哪里了。
Abraham knew where his problem lay.
神就真的就用他的方法把亚伯兰带回来。
God used his way to lead Abraham back.
十三章。
Verse 13.
现在亚伯兰他信心失落，他现在要重新恢复信心。
Okay, now Abraham has weak faith, and he's about to revive his faith.
因为当他得到教训之后
，He had learned a lesson.
他现在生活都需要改变，他要不跟以前不一样。
His life now want to change, and he want to live a different life.
十三章第一节说，亚伯兰带着妻子跟罗德，并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去。
So 13, Abraham went up with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him.
第二节说，亚伯兰的金银生出很多。
Now Abraham in verse 2 had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. Verse 3.
他从南地就渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告主的名。
From the Negev, he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abraham called on the name of the Lord.
你现在看到亚伯拉罕他的路线，就是完全照着他本来从北边迁移到了埃及去，现在又把他缓过来，从埃及南地一直回到伯特利跟爱的中间，他支搭帐篷筑坛的地方去了。
So if we look at the journey of Abraham, he went from the north all the way down south to Egypt, and now he's reversing back from Egypt back to Bethel where he was before.
圣经特别提到说，他从南地就渐渐的往伯特利去了。
From Negev, he went from place to place to until he went to Bethel.
回到他最开始他筑坛求告神的那个地方呢？
To the place where he had first built an altar and called on the Lord.
然后在那里他又求告神的名。
There he called again on the name of the Lord.
从这一段记录，我们看到一个人要恢复信心的过程。
So from here we see if a person wants to revive his faith.
那其实这个就是我们今天我们在世上生活我们会遭遇的好像一个写照一样。
And this is something we'll also encounter in our lives today.
今天有时候我们会失落信心的。
Sometimes we will have weak faith.
特别是碰到当我们碰到一些一些情况是我们好像很难去面对，不知道怎么去掌握的时候。
Especially if we meet with some problems, environment that we don't know how to handle.
我们可能失落信心，用自己的方式去解决。
We have weak faith and we try to solve it by on our own.
接下来带了很多的麻烦。
Which brought us more worries and problems.
好像表面上得到一些纾解，得到甚至是一些财富。
Perhaps on the surface it looked like we had received some relief, some possessions.
但是其实。这里面所经历的忧虑，你看忧虑，然后他最后所得到的羞辱，比他所想象的更大。
But the core worry and the shame that he received at the end was greater than he imagined.
因为从世界上从埃及得到的不是神的福气啊。
From Egypt, he did not receive God's blessings.
这是人间的福气。
This what he received were like blessings among men.
那人间的好处一定会有忧虑，一定有忧虑。
Not blessings, but goods from man, and those goods brought him more worry.
财富越多，忧虑越大。
He had more possessions and more worries.
接下来就是争吵，接下来就是不平安。
And then there will be arguing over the possessions, and there will be no peace.
我们看箴言第十章。
Let's look at Proverbs
10. 箴言第十章。
Proverbs 10.
第二十二节。
22.
这句话告诉我们一个很重要的道理。
Proverbs 10:22 tells us
我们今天所追求的福气一定要从神来。
That the blessing, the wealth that we receive should be from God.
不要想从这个世界得到一些好处了。
We don't want to get some goods from the world.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
神所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
The blessings of the Lord bring wealth, and He adds no trouble to it.
但是你如果反过来看。
But if you flip and reverse this.
如果不是神的福气，就一定。不会，你不会真的真的富足，你一定会有很多忧虑。
If it's the blessing is not from the Lord, it will not bring you wealth, and you will have more trouble to it.
也就是说，今天世上的福气，有时候我们觉得说，我们不会知足，我们会觉得说我想要更多。
Sometimes the worldly blessings that we get, we do not feel satisfied. We want more.
我们会觉得说好像还不够。
We feel we don't have enough.
所以我们会觉得说，我的经济环境我要更大。
You want to say, I want to have a bigger place.
我一定要怎样才叫做富足。
And I have to do this or that, then I will be wealthy, considered wealthy and satisfied.
但是如果这个福气真的是从神来的。
But if this blessing is from the Lord,
我们就会觉得说我们的重点，我们就知道我们的重点应该放哪里了。
We know where our priorities should lie.
神的福气是要让我们可以让我们的生命真的跟耶稣基督合在一起。
God's blessings will allow us to have a closer life with Jesus Christ.
就是为耶稣活着。
That means we will live for Jesus.
在这个世上能够成为他的见证。
And we will become a living testimony to him on this earth.
我们今天不管是读书还是工作。
Today, it does not matter whether or not we're students and studying or we're working.
我们不管是住在哪里，在做什么事情。
Does not matter where we live or what we do.
不管任何的职业都无所谓。
Does not matter what kind of profession we have.
所以就算今天有的社会地位很高的，有的甚至只是做一个清洁工在打扫的。
Perhaps some of us have very high positions in the company, while others are just cleaning.
其实，我们只要能够把主耶稣基督教训我们把它活出来。
If we could live the teachings of Jesus Christ in our lives,
就是很简单的工作，我也觉得很富足。
Even if you have a very simple life and a very simple profession,
我们在那个简单的工作里面可以为耶稣基督做见证。
In our simple work, we could still testify for God.
我们可能工作并不起眼。
Perhaps there's nothing much about our work.
但是我们的生活，我们所表现出来的，让所有的人都看到说，这个人信耶稣。
But other people can see Jesus Christ in our lives and know that we're Christians.
他内心有满足。
Then your heart will be filled.
因着有主耶稣基督，我们在信仰上成为富足。
And because of Jesus Christ, our spiritual life will be wealthy.
因为我们知道，我们最终的产业是在天上。
For we know our most important priority is in heaven.
我们因为有天国的盼望，所以我们在地上什么样的环境，我们都可以适应。
We have hope in heaven, so we can overcome whatever in our earth.
因为在这个世界上，基本上都是暂时。
For everything on earth is only temporary.
其实只要神祝福，我们就会觉得很满足。
If only God bless us, then we will be satisfied.
又没有忧虑。
We will have no worries.
所以我们可以每一天都睡得很好。
We could sleep soundly at night.
我们不管跟谁相处，我们都觉得很愉快。
No matter who we're with, we feel very happy.
我们会像世界上的盐一样，因着我们的存在，让这个团体觉得很和谐。 很有恩典。
We'll be like the light of the world that whoever we're with, everyone will feel very happy and blessed because of us.
哦，所以现在亚伯兰呢，他现在从埃及回来了。
So now Abraham came back from Egypt.
其实我们看到他信心恢复的这个过程，就是跟筑坛献祭有关系。
We could see that his faith was reviving because he was building an altar.
那这两个旅程，下埃及去跟从埃及回来，都是渐渐挪移帐篷的。
The journey going down, going back to Egypt, and then now the journey going back to Egypt, he was setting up his altar.
都是慢慢的，你看从事件从伯特利慢慢移到南地，然后遇到问题就下到埃及去。
You can see that he set up an altar, and then he slowly went down south to Egypt, where he met with problems.
现在他要重新回到伯特利那边去，他也是从埃及回来到南地，然后慢慢的把帐篷移到北边，移到伯特利去了。
And now he is also again enlarging his altar and his tent as he moving up from Egypt to Bethel.
这个说明他信心的关系，其实是借着信心的恢复，是借着跟神重修关系而来的。
You can see that he is reviving his faith because he is restarting the relationship between him and God.
那这个时候，其实我们看到，但是已经去埃及走一趟回来哈，他带来了许多忧虑回来了。
But now he came back from Egypt and he's bringing a lot of worries with him.
圣经特别说第二节就会留下一个注脚，就是现在亚伯兰金银生出很多。
The Bible described in verse 2 as now he had wealthy, he's wealthy in silver and gold.
当然，你看亚伯兰他迁到迦南地的时候，本来他就有一些财物了。
He had some some possessions when he was going down.
因为十二章的第五节。
In 12 verse 5 it says.
他们在哈兰住一段时间，他们现在搬到迦南地的时候，其实。他就本来就有一些财物，有一些人口，就是有一些奴婢了。
Verse 5, you can see that he has some possessions and he has some men that acquired in Haran.
可是现在从埃及回来以后啊，更多了。
But now coming back from Egypt, he had even more.
这个金银牲畜极多哈，这个极多这个字眼跟那个他遭遇饥荒极大是一样的。
So this
这是两个对比的。
Okay, this word very wealthy is actually the same word when they describe the very severe famine.
哦，所以。都是让你觉得说好像没办法去面对的那种危机哦。现在他回来以后，有很多很多的金银牲畜啊，很富有了。
Now, this very severe famine that he encountered, that it looked like he couldn't live through, he's now coming back with this very great wealth.
那这些牲畜金银呢，其实接下来会带来纷争。
But actually, all these possessions will give him problems and fights at the end.
接下去，他就要去面对他这个后果。
He had to somehow face up with those problems that he had.
这说明今天我们信心失落，我们做了一些行为之后，接下去我们一定会尝到这个结果。
Meaning that if we have weak faith and we have problems, we try to solve the problems, we will be faced with a consequence.
这个结果就是接下去从第五节，亚伯兰跟罗德他这两个家庭没办法在一起相处了。
This consequence is that the family of Lot and the family of Abraham were no longer able to live together.
因为他们都有很多的牛群羊群，财物都很多了。
Both of them had numerous livestock and possessions.
第六节就说那个地容不下他们了。
In verse 6, it says the land could not contain them both.
财物太多，所以就不能同居了。
Their possessions were so great that they could not live together.
那他们那个时候，并不是罗德跟亚伯兰争吵，而是他们的牧人开始争吵。
And it's not Abraham and Lot arguing, but that the shepherds, herdsmen, were arguing.
那这个时候，其实他们是住在外族人当中的。
They were living among foreign, as foreigners.
你看第七节。
In a foreign land. Look at verse 7.
当时候，迦南人跟比利洗人在那里居住，亚伯兰的牧人跟罗德的牧人相争。
Crying arose between Abraham's herdsmen and herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and the Perizzites were also living in the land at the time.
我们在这里看到一个事实。
So this is truth we see here.
亚伯兰的牧人跟罗德的牧人，他们不是跑去跟那个迦南人或者比利洗人的牧人相争，他们是跑回来跟自己的这个亲族相争的。
Abraham's herdsmen and herdsmen of Lot were not arguing with the Canaanites and the Perizzites, but they were coming back and arguing with each other.
这看到我们今天人性的弱点。
We could see the weaknesses of human.
通常哦，都是像是自己家人在那边吵架。
That frequently it's family members arguing among each other.
就不会想说去跟外人吵架。
You are not arguing with outsiders.
没有什么资源跟外人吵架，外人那么多。
Because there are so many outsiders, no point in arguing with them.
他们也不敢去跟外人吵架。
They were even afraid.
一吵他们就没命了。
To argue with outsiders, for they might lose their lives.
只会在里面自己吵。
They will only argue among themselves.
这就是我们今天真的问题。
This is a problem for humans today.
有时候我们这兄弟姐妹自己吵架。
Sometimes our brothers and sisters we argue among ourselves.
因为财物太多。
Because too many possessions.
那财物很多，本来不是应该很 happy, 很快乐吗？不是应该很满足吗
？Aren't you supposed to be very happy, very satisfied when you have a lot of possessions?
现在财物太多，牲畜太多，那地容不下了。
Possessions were so great, the land could not contain them.
那容不下，应该是扩张啊。
If you can't contain, you should enlarge.
他们又不敢去扩张，说去跟外人争。
But they were afraid to enlarge their tents, and they would argue with the outsiders.
就在里面自己吵。
So they started arguing among themselves.
看谁赢，输的人就走。
To see who will win, and the loser can leave.
怎么会这样子？
How can this happen?
他本来家里很，本来亚伯拉罕跟罗德相处的很和谐啊。
At first, Abraham and Lot were living so peacefully together.
现在去埃及走一趟回来，情况都变了。
Egypt, and now they came back, and the conditions are different.
家里面没有平安呢。
There are no peace in the house.
因为财物多，所以吵架。
Too many possessions, many arguments.
啊，吵架又不是主人在吵，而是那个仆人在吵架。
And it is not the masters of the house who are arguing, but the herdsmen of the house who are arguing.
所以有时候我们看到这个一个家庭的荒破，就是因为这个兄弟姐妹吵架。
We can see a family can split apart because the siblings are arguing among each other.
但是亚伯兰他作为一个主人，他作为一个主人，作为一个家长。
But Abraham is the Lord and the master of the family.
他事实上是有智慧的。
And he had wisdom.
他发现，现在牧人之间在吵架。
He find out that the herdsmen are arguing among each other.
他诅咒了跟罗德说。
So he said to Lot.
十三章第八节。
Verse 8.
你我不可以相争，你的牧人跟我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。
Let us not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers.
所以现在亚伯兰他看到问题，他马上就要解决。
Abraham sees a problem, he wants to solve it.
他没有等到吵到不可开交，等到最后这两个主人一吵起来的时候再来说要怎么收拾。
He did not wait until the problem become worse or that the masters are arguing with each other.
所以现在亚伯兰马上提出一个解决方案。
So Abraham mentioned a solution.
就是说，那这样子就应该要分开了。
He said to Lot, I think we should separate.
还是分开好了啦。
It's probably better for us to separate.
所以他说。第九节。
So verse 9.
遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你往左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
我们看到亚伯兰他的心胸。
We could see the heart of Abraham.
我们看到亚伯兰他的智慧。
And his wisdom.
我们看到他对晚辈的爱。
And his love toward his relative.
他就让罗德先选。
He wanted Lot to choose first.
因为问题就是要把这个相争这个问题解决。
He wants to solve the problem of quarreling.
其实，你看亚伯兰跟罗德本来他们相处很和谐，同居和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Actually, Abraham and Lot, they were living very beautifully and peacefully together.
那圣经里面特别在讲这个，我们可以和睦同居这里的美善。
We can see how beautiful it is as described in the Bible.
诗篇133篇。
Psalm.
诗篇133篇。
133。
133篇呢
？Psalm 133。
第一节。
Verse 1。
他说：“看呐，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等美。
”How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity。
这个可以一起同居这个问题，他说这个图好像贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
2. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down the beard, running down on Aaron's beard。
第三节。
Three.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有神所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows His blessings, even life forevermore.
你看这个就是可以不管在什么情况都可以和睦相处，这个是的福气，是让我们觉得很清新，很感动，让我们觉得我们真的是很幸福了。
If brothers can live together in unity, no matter what the situation is, we feel it's so good and so pleasant and such a blessing.
这个贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，浇下去，这个是从天上来的福气。
The precious oil poured on the head, it means a blessing from
heaven. 厚重的，而且是很丰富的，可以一直从头上流到胡须，流到衣襟呢。
And so much oil that's actually running down the beard and running down to the color of his robes.
这个。第三节 用那个甘露降在黑门山这样子，降在锡安山。
Verse 3 describe it as a dew of Hermon falling on Mount Zion.
甘露，你看一降下来，所有人都得福。
When the dew falls, everyone receives blessings.
所有的植物都得到滋润，都欣欣向荣。
All the plants are revived.
有在这个炎热的时候，你若甘露，你的整个心就很清爽。
If you are there at dew time, then you feel your heart is very light.
这个就是和睦同居。
And this is what the blessing is.
这是本来亚伯拉罕跟鲁德他们这个家庭本来应该有的福。
And this is the life of unity that Abraham and Lot had.
现在这个福气不见了。
But now this blessing is gone.
现在要分开了。
They want to separate.
好了，分开的时候，现在亚伯拉罕让罗德先选。
They want to part company, and Lot chose first.
我们看到罗德他的做法。
We could see what let's see what Lot does.
在圣经里面，现在另外一次记载，渐渐挪移帐篷，挪去哪里？
Now the Bible is talking about enlarging the tent gradually, and let's see where he enlarged his tent.
这个结论就是亚伯兰他选择，他让罗德先选，罗德选择约旦河的全平原。
So Lot chose the plains, the city and plains.
因为他看到那个很美丽的、很肥沃的地方。
Because he saw a very fertile land.
可以让他的财物越来越多的。
A land that would increase his possessions.
那见后来罗德第十二节说，他就渐渐挪移他的帐篷，直到所多玛去了。
And in verse 12 it says, Lot lived in the plains and pitched his tent gradually near Sodom.
罗德也是渐渐挪移帐篷。
Lot also enlarged his tent gradually.
但是他所接近的却是罪恶极大的城。
But his tent grew nearer and nearer to the wicked city.
在圣经里面有两个最悲剧的人物。
There are two very tragic figures in the Bible.
在旧约里面就是罗德这个人物。
In Old Testament, it is Lot.
在新约里面就是犹大。
In the New Testament, it's Judas.
你看罗德，他一路跟着亚伯拉罕出乌尔到哈兰进迦南地。
You could see that Lot set out with Abraham to Ur, to Haran, to Canaan.
他因为跟着亚伯拉罕。
He followed Abraham.
所以你看他一路得到神的祝福。
And he received God's blessings throughout his journey.
他也一起下去埃及。
He also went down to Egypt with Abraham.
他现在一起回来。
He came back out of Egypt with Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕筑坛献祭求告神的时候，罗德都是在场的。
When Abraham set up his altar and inquired of the Lord, Lot was next to him.
神怎么应许亚伯拉罕的事情，罗德他都知道的。
Whatever God promised Abraham, Lot knows.
他本来好像是跟神的恩典有份的人。
It looked like he had a part with God's blessing.
但是最后，他挪移他的帐篷，直到所多玛去了。
But in the end, he enlarged his tent and moved his tent near Sodom.
也就是说，最后他的生活是活在这个罪恶的城市里面。
Meaning that the end of his life, he was living in sin.
当他离开亚伯拉罕之后
，When he left Abraham,
他的整个生命就已经往灭亡的路上来走了。
His life was heading toward the path of destruction.
一样挪移帐篷。
He also pitched his tent.
亚伯拉罕把他的帐篷挪到迦南地，挪到伯特利去亲近神。
Abraham moved and enlarged his tent toward the Canaan, toward God.
亚伯拉罕所迁移的地方，通通都是为了要求问神的，要筑坛献祭求告神。
Abraham moved his tent to inquire and to ask after God.
神再一次的跟他祝福。
And God blessed him once more.
但是看罗德呢
？But let's look at Lot.
他最后什么都没有了。
At the end, he was left with nothing.
我们读第十四章，我们读到第十九章，我们就会发现罗德留下一个臭名。
In 19, we could see that he had a terrible legacy.
他本来是应该得到很多福气的。
At first, he was supposed to be a man with many blessings.
但是最后，他变成我们人世人之一个警戒。
But at the end, he became a warning to us all.
如果真的要讲最遗憾的人物，就是罗德这个人。
So I think Lot is one of the most tragic figures in the Bible.
因为他就是这样渐渐挪移帐篷，挪到去住在所多玛，好像很风光，得到很多很多他想要的。
He moved his hand toward Sodom, and it looked like he's very wealthy, very prosperous.
但是最后他什么都没有。
But at the end, he was left with nothing.
他所累积的财物全部都被火烧掉。
He lost all his possessions that he had accumulated in the fire.
他最后真的是家破人亡。
And he had nothing left.
他甚至犯了大罪。
In fact, he committed a great sin.
祸及子孙。
And he had offspring.
让亚伯拉罕的这个后代彼此相争，永远没完没了。
His offspring became enemies with Abraham's offspring.
就是因为罗德他是这个做父亲的一个错误的决定。
Because of Lot's wrong decision.
好，所以我们看到一个警戒。
So we could see this is a warning.
今天我们在这个世界上生活。
And today when we live our life here.
我们信心可能曾经失落过。
Perhaps our faith will be weak at
times. 但是我们一定要靠着圣灵的帮助，重新把它恢复起来。
But through the help of the Bible, we should revive our faith.
要让我们的帐篷渐渐的挪移到神要我们住的地方去。
We should move our tent to where God wants us to live.
在那里，我们可以筑坛 献祭求告神。
We could set up an altar there. We can inquire of the Lord there.
我们最后一定得到神应许的福气。
And in the end, we'll receive the promised blessing of God.
当我们信心恢复的时候，神的保证就来。
If we revive our faith, God will come with us.
我们最后看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
十三章十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 14.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，神对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”
The Lord said to Abraham after Lot had departed from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north, south, east, and west."
十五节，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offsprings forever.
注意看第十五节这里神所讲的话。
That's look again at verse 15. What God
现在神跟亚伯兰说。
This is what God said to Abraham.
你所看见的这一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔的。
All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring.
这个地本来一开始在他来的时候说要赐给你的后裔。
At first, God said this land will be given to your offspring.
现在亚伯兰他信心再恢复起来以后。
But after Abraham revived his faith,
神跟他说：“我把这个地赐给你。”
God now says the land will be given to you and your offspring.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can count the dust, then your offspring could be counted.
十七节。
17.
你起来，终能走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
17. Go, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I'm giving it to you.
这是神的祝福，神的应许。
This is God's blessing and His promise.
这是你看亚伯兰他没有想到的。
This is something that Abraham did not think of.
他愿意。这样子重新跟神建立关系以后
，He was willing to renew his relationship with God.
他愿意因着神相信神的应许，他把这个世界上认为的好处把它放弃以后
，He was willing to let go of the possessions of the world for his because of his faith in God.
他愿意能够维护在这个神所说的这个和睦这个前提底下。他放弃了他本来应该有享受的神给他的福气。
He was willing to let go of the enjoyments and his possessions God gave to him for the sake of unity.
神就给他应许祝福。
So God blessed him. Blessed him.
这个福气比之前的更大更多。
With the blessings that was greater than the blessings he had previously.
那这里所告诉我们的，他神应许的地方，就是我们今天在主里面天国的产业。
And what is promised to us here is the kingdom of God.
愿我们都能够。渐渐挪移我们的帐篷。
May we all slowly enlarge our tents.
都能够住在神所应许的这个他的国度里。
To live in God's kingdom.
都能够筑坛献祭来求告神。
To have set up an altar to inquire of the Lord.
那我们都能够建立起跟神美好的关系。
To set up a beautiful relationship with God.
我们一定得到神的祝福。
Then we receive God's blessings.
这是远超过我们所求所想的。
Blessings that will be far more than what we can imagine.
愿主祝福我们。
May God bless us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
195首。
195.